listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and we have a great lineup coming up. Lots of good stuff and happy Earth weekend. There's a lot going on in Dallas this weekend. Oh my gosh,
Dallas is big about Earth Day.
It's a huge. We're going to be talking all about it during the show with Dr. Mike Fenster, Sean Wells, and Maura Davies. But the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It might even start tonight.
I think it is.
Marvin Washington is he? We texted him yesterday. Said, "Hey, I was thinking it was next weekend. I don't know why. I had my dates mixed up, but
same weekend. Yeah.
But it's the same weekend. So I know we are all going to put on our new One Life Radio shirts, and we're going to the Earth Day Expo tomorrow here in Dallas, Texas.
Fair Park.
I'm excited too, and there's beer, Danny,
and music.
And music. If you and Robin would like to join us,
where there's beer, there's me.
Well, we're going to
there's country
beer,
music.
And we're going. This is the time of the year where there's festivals everywhere.
I know.
I love it.
Why don't we do that all year long? Why do we have to wait till the spring? No wonder winter is so miserable.
Well, no, because
nobody
the
does
summer's
anything.
Too hot.
Nah, you gotta
here
get
here in Texas. It's a little hot to
hot.
Be sitting outside in a tent when it's 120.
Yeah. Hence the hotter than hell 100 ride that is hosted here in Wichita Falls, Texas, every year. Danny, I was listening to country music, and I'm in a loner car because something's wrong with my engine. I don't know. Some filter is clogged up, and it was like making this weird noise. Anyway, $500 later. I cars are so expensive.
My Toyota never has issues.
Really? I know. I need to get a Toyota. I do. Do they make a fast one? Like a Roadster? Something
no.
really fast?
My Yugo never has issues.
Yeah. Well, and then
my smart car.
Okay, so we're talking about
car.
Well,
your
Earth
Prius.
Day. You know what? All the Tesla, Honda, Toyota. They all make the hybrids. Are so good for the Earth.
I would love to have a Tesla.
I almost bought a Tesla. You never heard the story, I guess.
No.
I looked forward to it for months, okay? Because I was hell bent that I was going to get a Tesla.
I'm surprised
I was
you
so
don't.
So excited,
have
okay?
One.
Well, here's the thing. And I have a good friend that owns one. She loves it. It's had a few issues, but and that's only natural considering the technology is so new. But anyway, I went to, so excited, went there with my girls, and we met at the hotel down off of Central. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, so we get in the car and I'm so excited and
Motel
I try to,
six.
You know, gun it. Huh? You what?
The Motel 6?
No. It's the one, I don't know, it's at Mockingbird and Central. I can't think of the name, escapes me right now. It's a real cool hotel. A lot of Europeans stay there when they come to town. And the reason I know that is because they used to come and float with me. And so now, Danny, you got me off track. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
You and your girlfriends were all excited.
Oh, yeah. And so they put a governor on it. They wouldn't let me take it over 60 miles an hour. I'm like, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to spend that much money on a car and not really feel what it feels like to really handle it at a high speed? I mean, just seriously, like, why would anybody do that? So that queered the deal. It was done. Like, I'm not buying it unless you take the governor off.
Wow.
So there you go. Walked away and bought a Panamera.
There you go. And that's my story.
And we've got a great show coming up today, starting with Maura Davies. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. And this topic that we're talking about today is so dear to my heart, so close to my heart. I'm so passionate about it. I was on the phone this morning, Maura, talking to my niece, Chantel, in Houston. And we were talking about all the animals that are all over, nearby her property, because she kind of lives out in the country now, about an hour outside of Katy, and people dump animals out there, and it's like we never have a never-ending stream of all these homeless animals that are suffering on the street. It drives she and I both like really crazy. We're becoming people haters.
Oh no. Well, but you're right, it's awful when you see these babies dumped alongside the roads, whether it's in the country or the city. It's terrifying. They don't have a place to go. They don't necessarily have a good food supply. They're in a danger of being hit by cars, eaten by predators, falling ill to really horrific diseases, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on.
Well, she's even got an abandoned horse. She's got a horse that somebody dumped on her that lied to her. And anyway, it's a long story. But in fact, while we're on the subject, if the SPCA could find it a home, and I'll pay for all the expenses for transportation, the poor horsey needs a home. She's got too many. She's already got three other horses, and she rescues animals all the time, and she's just overwhelmed. But we can talk about that another time. But today we're talking about adopting a shelter pet day. That's what we're talking about. It's so critical. Maura, I'm going to let you take the floor.
Well, absolutely. Well, in honor of Earth Day, I think it's a really important topic to discuss how we treat our pets. And to just put the plea out there to folks, please do not treat pets as disposable. They are not. Now, the good news is that people absolutely appreciate their pets. Did you know that people now spend more than $60 billion a year in the U.S. on their pets?
Wow. Wow,
that's a lot.
A lot of money.
Well, a lot of people do there because the people that really love their pets, they're like family members. They're children to a lot of people that opt not to have children, and their pets become their children, which is awesome. I mean, my first dog, Muffy was like my practice baby, but she was four paws instead of two.
Is that the one you froze to death?
No, Muffy is the one that went down the hole. The Muffy McClure story. Do you remember? You remember that one? Oh, my gosh. But let's get back on topic here because there's so many animals out there that need homes.
Yes. So it's estimated that of the 6.5 million companion animals that enter U.S. animal shelters nationwide every year, about 3.3 million of those are dogs and 3.2 million of those are cats. And it's estimated that the number of dogs and cats, this is good news too, entering U.S. shelters annually has declined from about 7.2 million in 2011. So from 7.2 million to 6.5 million. So we're moving in the right direction.
Well, and I got go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, but the answer to that is not euthanasia. The answer to that is spay neuter. In order to help people not only keep their pets in their homes, but off the streets and out of shelters. And as you say, as we often talk about, euthanized pets do often end up in landfills. And about 1.5 million shelter animals are euthanized every year.
And it's horrific. It's horrific. Let's talk about that. Everybody, put that image in your mind. I've seen it. They take animals, they inject them, they kill them, and then they throw them into our city dumps, off the back of pickup trucks. It's like, and we call ourselves a sophisticated country. How is this continuing to the tune of millions of animals get dumped into our dumps? And the worst part for me is, Maura, how they suffer before they even find the mercy of death, because death can be very merciful. And when there's so many out there suffering, it's just horrific that we continue to let this, go on. And I got a little bit different numbers. According to the ASPCA, about 7.6 million pets enter shelters annually. That number becomes even more staggering when considering only 4 million pets get adopted from shelters each year. That means at the rate at which shelters are receiving animals is much higher than that of which we are finding. And so we really do need to spay and neuter our pets. We need to talk to our family members, our children that have pets, and say, spay and neuter your pets. This is not an option anymore. It's really not. We can't grow as a country and continue to let this kind of crap go on. Okay, I jumped off the box.
No, I'm with you up there. Spaying and neutering is so incredibly important. I've said it so many times, but one stat that really resonates with people is that there are so many pets in this country. The only way to find them all homes is if every American adopted 7 pets a day, every day, their whole lives.
Think about that.
There are programs all over the country that are low cost. A lot of them are even free. The SPCA of Texas has low cost and free programs. Depends on your situation.
Well, and here's an idea.
Help.
And I hate to interrupt you, but it just is like these people. Okay, so give up a 6-pack of beer a month and a pack of cigarettes, and get your pet spayed and neutered, and don't make it somebody else's issue, because it's heartbreaking for people that have to clean up your mess. This is not a throwaway society, or it should not be a throwaway society. So I'm going to ask you this before we go to break: how is this kind of behavior harming the earth?
Well, it can harm the earth in many different ways, but in really the short way is. When there are loose animals out in the environment, they can contribute to massive illness. They can contribute to, depending on what kind of loose animal you're talking about, destruction of specific environmental features, like whether it's a river or a forest, et cetera, that can be caused in numerous ways. But, you know, the biggest pain, going back to disposable society, the biggest pain is those, talking about companion animals at least, is that any idea that pets are disposable. They're not. They're companions. Mm-hmm. They need to be treated with respect. A lot of people get that. A lot of people out there, we need to help. So those who are on board, who are there to help, please give to your local animal welfare group. The SPCA of Texas is here in North Texas. There are so many worthy charities around the country. There are so many of us doing such great work to help spay and neuter pets, to help provide assistance to folks out there, to help them do the right thing, and to help keep our communities safe places, free of disease that can also decimate human populations, rabies being a huge one. So there's a lot more out there.
Amen, sister.
Spay and neuter.
Spay and neuter, adopt, and stop the madness, because it does affect the earth. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or called 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Metallica's got me crazy. Oh, my gosh, I love Metallica, and I love Dr. Mike Fenster. He is America's culinary interventionalist. He's an affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He's a board-certified cardiologist. He's the author of the book, The Fallacy of the Calorie and Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. And his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available to order or for order at chefdrmike.com. That's chefdrmike.com. And you can also reach out to Dr. Fenster at One Life. MyLifeRadio.com and get all of his information. So how are you doing today, Dr. Mike?
I am doing great, as long as you are not in the city having to breathe the unhealthy air pollution. That's something if folks head over to, as you mentioned, kindly, thank you, ChefDrMike.com, and get our newsletter. That's something that we talked about this week.
Well, you know, that's what we're talking, Happy Earth Day weekend. Air pollution effects on the body. Is there a solution, Dr. Fenster?
Other than moving to the country, unfortunately, there really isn't. It's interesting when you talk to folks that we've known this for many years. In fact, the American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association, actually has a whole position paper on this where they looked at all the data. And clearly, there is an increase in the risk of heart attack that is associated with what we call fine particulate matter, which is 250 micrograms per cubic meter.
Wow.
What that translates as is sort of car exhaust type thing. So you can think about the cities, the traffic, et cetera, with that fine particulate matter. And also, most folks are not unaware when we look at population. So, in our study of health and disease, we look at things that affect individuals. But before we can get to individuals, we look at populations. And that's, of course, how we get a lot of our food information, because we look at populations that eat different things. But as a risk factor, the number one trigger for heart attacks is actually air pollution.
Really? Well, and I did a little bit of homework on this. I pulled up the six common pollutants. Carbon monoxide, as you talked about, was on the top of that list. And ground level ozone, lead, nitrogen dioxide, particulate matter, like you were talking about as well, and sulfur dioxide. But, this is important, isn't it? Because, air pollution reduces the amount of oxygen reaching the body's organs, does it not?
It does, and it does a couple of things. One is that it seems to clearly, one study that was recently just published seems to indicate that much like an unhealthy diet, breathing unhealthy air triggers our bodies to become pro-inflammatory. So you're kind of lighting the fuse. Now you think about living in the city, grabbing that fast food and the environment that you live in. And, as we know too, city living, much like too many mice in a cage, can be very stressful from an emotional, intellectual, spiritual aspect as well. So now we're adding that kind of stress to it. So city living, I guess the guy in Green Acres had it right, long ago. Take your vacation with Arnold the pig, and it's country living for me. But there really is something to be said for that. And of course, too, there are steps if you do live in a city, because for a lot of folks, that's unavoidable. That's where their work, their careers, their families are. For those folks, I think it's particularly important to pay attention to your food. Be mindful.
Oh, yeah.
Take time. The Japanese actually have a whole therapy, prescribed therapy, to go out and walk in the woods. And it actually has been shown that substances released from trees can act almost like pheromones. In a sense,
absolutely.
That it can cause the human body to reduce stress.
Well, that's where the term tree hugger came from. When you hug a tree, you feel good. You really, really do. I've done it. Do you believe that?
Well, I do, and not only do you feel good, but it has a measurable reduction in these markers of inflammation.
My trees even have names. I've named all my trees that I've ever had on any property that I've ever owned, and I just love it. And my favorite tree ever was my tree Maggie that I can still see from across the street, a beautiful, beautiful tree. On Earth Day, this whole Earth weekend, tomorrow's the big Earth Fair Day here in Dallas, Texas. They're going to be talking about, National Parks Conservation Association. They're going to be talking about human health and how it is deeply impacted by the environment, and going to talk about eco-minded healthcare. But this world is so focused on chasing the next best thing. It's easy to forget about how magnificent, seriously, Dr. Fenster, like you talked about, just the stillness of our country's national beauty.
Yeah, and I think, particularly from my area of focus and concentration, which is, food and health and the crossover there, what we're really finding is, if we look at ourselves, a bit of attention with respect to the gut microbiome, we see how that really links us back, you know, to Mother Earth, because if the food we eat is of the unhealthful variety, if it's kind of contaminated with things, we literally poison the bacteria in our gut. And what we have to do is move beyond from simply speaking as a physician now, to really understand these complex chronic diseases, mm-hmm. we need to move beyond viewing a person as simply an isolated entity with human organs and trying to understand them in the context of an ecosystem. And so this is, you know, kind of completely revolutionary, mm-hmm. and it's the focus of my new book that's coming.
You have another one coming out. Awesome. What is the name? Do you have? Can you disclose? Can you tell us?
The working title, of course, the publishers always have input into that, but mm-hmm. is Food Shaman, the Art of Quantum Food. So, So it's exploring things that we touched on, built on the science that's in the fallacy of the calorie. So very human focused, hard science. It takes in some of the lessons that we learned in ancient eats from ancient cultures who were much more holistic in their approach, and trying to kind of tie that all together into a modern application, a modern way to apply sort of this ancient wisdom that I think our ancestors intuitively understand because they, as you said, they because of the way they lived, they may not have understood it, but they understood the connection. They felt that rhythm. They knew these things. And in our modern wizardry, our technological marvels, where we've divorced ourselves from the earth, from nature, we've lost that perspective. And so we want to evolve, and that involves not just going back, you know, to living on a commune like they did in paleo time, mm-hmm. But it involves incorporating the knowledge and the technology things we have today with kind of a new level of wisdom and truly evolving to a hopefully wiser approach to things. And that includes, you know, our health. And I think mm-hmm. one of the great things that excites me is that involves really tasty food.
Absolutely. You know, and the lack of access to healthy, fresh food, you know, does all kinds of things. I mean, it can increase incidence of diabetes in children and adults, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are folks out there that, you know, we're starting to see this address. So you can look at, some of the places on the internet, for example, where you can get, if you don't have access to the vegetables or the meat or the poultry that you'd like, that you can subscribe. And these folks are adhering to a high standard. I've recently done some work and some partnership with ButcherBox. So folks who are interested in that really good grass-fed, organic, you know, beef and pork, mm-hmm. Where the animals are treated well, where they are raised in a sustainable manner, where you know that you're getting high quality from the aspect of the way the animal was raised, it was allowed to have a natural diet, you know, et cetera, in complete contradistinction to the modern Megamart stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's those, and you can order those, and, you know, they ship it right to your house. It's actually cheaper than going to some of these places, you know, the high-end grocery stores and buying it. And, you know, it's now you can get it right to your house. Well, gosh, you know, that kind of caters to our, I would say, sort of our convenience culture, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it is a convenience culture. And there's so many people that don't have access to a lot of fresh food. You're going to stay with us, aren't you?
I will.
All right. I'm so thrilled. Can't wait to talk some more with Dr. Mike Fenster. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
I did not know that. I love, this is like one of my favorite songs. I love this song. Do you love this song, Dr. Fenster? Don't you love it?
Of course. is there such thing as a you know, a bad Metallica tune,
oh my
or
gosh,
like a bad Zeppelin tune?
I think this is probably my favorite one. I think this is one of my favorite ones for sure. But welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dr. Mike Fenster. We're both music fans here, of course. Danny, Lexi, we all love music here at One Life Radio. Who doesn't? What's the matter with you if you don't love music? So let me, for people just now joining us, Dr. Fenster, let me reintroduce you. You truly are America's culinary interventionist. You're an affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. You are a board-certified cardiologist and author of the books The Fallacy of the Calorie and Ancient Eats, and they are both currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. That's chefdrmike.com, or look for Dr. Mike at onelifradio.com. We've got all of our experts on our website, of course, and we're talking about air pollution effects on the body, and then we are going to segue into talking about the five ways that factory farming is killing the environment. And you, Dr. Fenster, are so excellent at talking about, you know, finding quality meat and why it matters.
Yeah, you know, and really all are comestibles. So, you know, whether it is heading to the farmer's market and getting some of that local, you know, produce that's organically, and in some cases, you know, really exceeding the requirements for organic production. A lot of times you go to the farmer's market, you know, we're getting into the springtime, so the bounty is starting to arrive. And, you know, when it's local and everybody's growing cucumbers, you know, that's going to drive the price of cucumbers down. So it can be really cost effective. And a lot of times you can find, you know, this great produce, for example, less than you would pay in the mega mart. It's fresher, it's grown better. And, you know, one thing I always encourage folks to, you know, you go to a restaurant and you have a great meal, talk to the chef, you know, ask if they can't come out because they're busy, you know, send your compliments back and ask about this ingredient or that spice if you enjoyed it.
That's a great idea.
More than willing to share things. You know, we appreciate folks loving the food, you know, taking the time and saying, hey, that was great. You know, what cut of beef was that? What kind of spices did you use? You know, was that fresh? You know, I went to one place and I was like, hey, this, you guys have to be grinding your own spice blends. This is so pungent, so fresh. And they came out and they were like, wow, you know, we really appreciate that. You know, we take a pride on, you know, our spices. Mm. It costs a little bit more, but, you know, they're top of the line. We grind them fresh daily.
And it does make a difference, doesn't it? I mean, you're so passionate like I am about the quality of the ingredients when I cook. I mean, I get excited when I think that I'm going to really prepare a meal. And I just love serving people and watching their expression and enjoying. You know, I made my chicken yummy-licious a couple of days ago. tomorrow. And it turned out so beautiful. It really, really did. And even how I cut my mushrooms was like an art, you know? I cut them just a little bit differently. And it's just all my, I thought of you, actually.
How can you cut a mushroom turn a mushroom into an art?
Well, I cut
unless you're eating the right mushrooms.
I cut them a different way. I mean. And then I made them real cutesy. I did. And they kind of popped in the dish when I served it on my rice. But, you know, Danny, people that, like Dr. Fenster and myself, that really love to cook and really care about the earth and the environment, we are particular. But what I was going to say is I thought about you when I was chopping my fresh Italian parsley, about all the beautiful herbs that I was giving to my family. And I have to say this because I don't want to run out of time. I want people to understand that there is a direct relationship between, you know, factory farming and air pollution, that over 37% of methane emissions result from factory farming, and methane has a global warming potential 20 times higher of that than carbon dioxide. And it goes on to say, but that doesn't make the carbon dioxide emissions any less staggering. The fossil fuels used in energy, transportation, and synthetic pesticides, fertilizers emits 90 million tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. And this has all got to do with the factory farming, the animal farming. It says, on a lesser note, factory farming also releases harmful compounds like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia that can cause immediate negative health effects in humans.
There's also something I want to address. There was a great article, and I forget where the guy wrote it, but he is from South America. He's actually, I don't know exactly. He's involved in preserving the land. I don't know exactly what you'd call like a kind of forest ranger type person there. But he wrote a very interesting article. And, you know, one of the things we have to realize, because so often we do tend to focus when we talk about factory farming on the negative effects of the what we would call the CAFOs, the concentrated animal feeding operations, which are a total disaster, and more needs to be exposed about that. But we also have to watch out for the factory farming of, you know, vegetables and things like that. And
oh,
I
absolutely.
Encourage folks, if you get a chance, it just came out, there's a great documentary on PBS called Seed, and it talks about the factory farming of Monsanto and how currently, since the onset of the 20th century, but most recently, thanks to the efforts of giant corporations, chemical corporations, pesticide corporations like Monsanto, you know, that we've lost 96% of our vegetable diversity.
Makes
and what this
sick.
Guy wrote about that was fascinating, he said, is if you go to the factory farming where they raise these vegetables, he said, it's much worse than the animals areas, you know, because they spray so much pesticide and stuff. He
right.
said, there's no birds. There's no bugs. There's
right.
nothing.
I read an maybe I even read the same article. It was like, how are food and the environment related, taking charge of your health and well-being? This is such an important issue that you bring up, Dr. Fenster, because a lot of people don't understand the connection, but it is destroying the earth, and it's destroying our ability to live well and have health. Your health is your wealth. It's everything. It's everything.
It is. And so we always look for sort of the simplest solution. And so to simply say, well, you know, stop eating factory farm beef, but to, you know, buy factory farm loaves of white bread,
right.
you know, for example, is not necessarily the answer. So, you know, it's we need diversity. And not only is diversity good for us, does it help sustain us, but in terms of biodiversity for the planet, you know, it's horrible when you see the effects, for example, that they've said in the last several years, they had 270,000 suicides of farmers in India because they became indebted to the seed companies.
Monsanto.
They took the heirloom seeds and then they sold them seeds. And the thing is with these seeds is they don't regenerate. So every year you have to go to this company and buy seeds. Well, if you have a bad year farming, you don't have seed in reserve. You're now in debt.
Yeah.
And it's just a terrible tragedy. It's a very well done documentary. I highly recommend it. And as a disclosure, I do not get any compensation. I am no way affiliated with it.
I would never expect that. I have to say, you are an incredible, you're a fine man, Dr. Fenster. You are. And you're transparent. Your integrity is off the charts. And I respect you so much. I really, really do.
Yeah, I have a question, Dr. Fenster. You know, on a lesser scale, you know, support your local farmers and, you know, the farmers markets out there. But you were talking about pesticides. Mm-hmm. When you go to a farmer's market, do you have any tips? Is there any questions you should ask on what you're buying?
Oh, yeah. I would say treat them just like, you know, you do a chef. When I walk up, I'm asking, you know, and so how do you guys grow this? Is it organic? Is it not? You know, can I come by and visit? You know, if they're local, sometimes I'll go out, you know, and visit the farms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've gone out where they, you know, raise some of the heritage breeds of animals that, you know, I might get at the market or from my craft butcher, for example. And I'll go out and visit those. And certainly the same with, you know, any of these folks that are selling you the produce. And a lot of them may tell you, listen, you know, we grow it organically, but we're a small farm. We can't afford to officially label it organic. And, you know, if they invite you to come out and check out and see how it's being done, those are all real positive things. And, you know, I feel really good about supporting those. You know, on the other hand, I've gone to farmers market too and said, you know, this doesn't smell like a fresh tomato. It smells like cardboard. And they're like, wow. I don't know, you know, it got shipped in from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this, you know, so they're just reselling some of the same stuff that I could get in a mega mart, and they're trying to charge more because it's at a farmer's market. Mm. So as always, caveat emptor.
Well, you know what? I always appreciate your content. I really, really do. And, you know, we are the leaders of the green life revolution. Did you know that?
I did not, but we want to be careful, as you'll see in this documentary about the Green Revolution was actually about getting people hooked into modern agribusiness and industrial farming because it was green as opposed to in the 60s to mm-hmm. counteract the Red Revolution. And it was like if you could get them hooked into capitalistic seed companies and agriculture, then they wouldn't be communist.
Wow. I did not know. I'll leave it to you to know the history. Okay, so give us the name of the documentary again because I'm going to put a link on our website at oneliferadio.com as well.
Sure, it's called Seed, and I think the company that does it is Interlens, and it's being broadcast now on PBS stations around the country. Highly recommend it. A little depressing, so you might have to have your glass of wine with it.
You know what? We got to face it, though. It's face it or die. I mean,
right.
You know, seriously, it's that critical. Thank you so much, Dr. Mike Fenster.
Thank you all. Have a good
day. All right, you too. You can find him at chefdrmike.com or at oneliferadio.com. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Chancletas Beach Resort in beautiful Nicaragua is the perfect spot for a yoga, fitness, and adventure camp. Sunny, warm beaches surrounded by lush coconut trees. What better setting is there to get healthy, relax, and find your inner peace? When you join this yoga retreat, you also enjoy fresh, tropical, and plant-based meals with local Nicaraguan superfoods and Sun Warriors all-natural organic protein to nourish body and mind as you take advantage of the stunning environment, daily yoga, meditation, and exciting fitness excursions. This special event, May 6th through the 13th, set in the midst of a tropical paradise with authentic Nicaraguan flair, will fill up fast. Act now before it sells out. Learn more at sunwarrior.com or gracevanburkham.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Sean Wells on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is known as the world's greatest formulator, and he is a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. He's a regular on the show. We love this man. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day.
Well, actually, it's the whole weekend. We're celebrating. And the big cannabis expo is in Dallas as well. And I went to it last year. It was really amazing. A little, Alexis Bortel and Dean Bortel spoke at the expo about her experience with being healed by CBD oil and shutting down her epilepsy. Speaking of which, I'm going to give a quick shout out, Sean, to our sponsors, Charlotte's Web, Sun Warrior. These are all fine companies that are doing the right thing for the earth and all of us. So you got Charlotte's Web, CWHemp.com, Sun Warrior, sunwarrior.com, Squatty Potty, ISSN and Crazy Water. So, thank you to our sponsors because they bring all of this information to you and they're just as passionate as we are. So, Sean, today we're talking about how much plastic is actually covering the earth, and we may touch on the 12 foods that are bad for the planet. I really want to get this out. I think we should actually continue this conversation for the next couple of months because one day cannot cover such a disastrous trajectory that we're actually, you know, going on. The whole planet needs help. It really, really does. We need to fix a lot of things. So let's start with the plastics and the food in the food and how bad it is for the environment.
Yeah, so 300 million tons of plastic are produced every year. And in 1950, it was zero.
300 million tons of plastic a year, and in 1950 it was zero. Okay, wow.
Yep, and we've made enough that we can cover the entire earth in cling film.
Oh my gosh.
It's a disturbing thought, like, you know, the supermarket bags, the polystyrene, compact disc, cigarette filter tips, nylons, just all the plastic, you know, the PVC pipe, all the plastic, cutlery that you use and all that kind of stuff that's just everywhere. Like the polystyrenes, like the, you know, the things like a hamburger can come in, or like those clamshell,
right,
you know, to go food containers, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and then you think about, you know, because if you don't buy local, then this stuff is shipped. I mean, we buy stuff like, and don't even think about it, that's from Italy or France or whatever, like food items that are flown, in planes all over the world. And we don't even really think about it. But, you know, there are too many plastics on the earth. I don't even know where to begin with this. But, our plastics, let me go with this, you know, they're not supposed to sink, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy reading this. So this study was from a journal that's a geological journal, and they they're talking about epochs, which is like kind of eras, if you will. So like the Holocene era was started 12,000 years ago, and they're looking at geological data to say this is this era, kind of like, you know, the Jurassic era and that kind of stuff with other types of science. And they're saying the Anthropocene epoch is actually now, and it's marked by plastic. And
really?
Because there's so much plastic, like it's a way to like say, if you do like geological searches, like
wow.
This is a marker that you'll find like in the ocean, at the bottom of the seafloor, like on tops of mountains, like on remote islands, like everywhere there's plastic.
Wow.
And, you know, like animals are, you know, it's getting in their tissues and, you know, like
really?
The fish and there's, you know, bears and birds are like eating these fish and then it gets in their tissues and they're feeding it to their young. And it's just so prevalent. And obviously we're getting it in our tissues. We've talked about BPA and, you know, people have tried to get, BPA out of like the, you know, bottles and the food supply and all that stuff. But we've talked about on the show before that a little sneaky secret is that there's something called BPS and F,
right?
And bisphenol S and F, and those are actually worse than the BPA,
right?
And there's a whole article in Time on that.
Oh
and,
my gosh!
And so now those are out there, and all these things that say BPA free, you might actually be getting something that's worse. And this stuff is carcinogenic, causing more cancer rates, but then also like an endocrine disruptor, like so. There's studies done on fish and bears and, you know, like where these rivers are, filled with all this plastic.
But, and
they're becoming sterile. They're, you know, all this stuff.
Well, it's disturbing. I'm looking at an image here from a shoreline in Manila Bay in the Philippines, you know, and fishermen are preparing to fish amid like just floating rubbish, plastic everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And you, like you were saying that, you know, seabirds feeding plastic to their chicks. And then I read that hermit crabs have started using plastic bottles as homes. It's just like that just screams that the Earth is in danger.
It's terrible. Like they said in there that significant amounts of plastic granules are in the Arctic.
Wow.
I mean, it's just insane how much plastic there is. And we're just drowning in it, essentially. And like, I don't see any stop. Like it's accelerating.
Yeah. What I know, I personally recycle. I try to, reuse any bottle. I try to limit even what I use. Like, if I can carry it in my hands, I'm not getting a bag. And that's one of the things I like about natural grocers. They're, you know, they force you to use the boxes that the stuff came into, which is a brilliant idea. And once their customers get used to it, they actually love and embrace it.
Right.
And if we would do more things like that, as a nation, as a world, you know, this is a world problem. Like I said, this the shore in Manila Bay in the Philippines, it's horrific. If you look at the picture, you're like, oh my God, how can they even live like that? How can they not clean it up? But it's just like you said, it's proliferating so quickly that it's out of control.
Yeah, we really need like some brilliant minds to, you know, like some of these guys like Elon Musk of, you know, Tesla, or like Neil Tyson deGrasse, or, you know, like some of these science minds, these out of the box thinkers, to like really approach this as a serious problem that's, like you said, accelerating, and we need to do something about it. We need to come up with mass solutions that our society embraces, not just like some rogue people, some hippies, you know, some Earth Day stuff. And, you know, like you're saying, like it's great to do the boxes at natural grocers, but we need like a huge solution.
Yeah,
like,
we
to
do
reduce the amount of plastic made dramatically, and not only for the Earth, but like I was saying, like for our health, like cancer rates, and we're becoming sterile.
Yeah. Well,
literally,
and then
like not being able to reproduce, or
right.
like men are like having huge rises in xenoestrogens from like these plastics. And then there it's,
well, we're evil. We need to die. We're killing the Earth. I mean, if you think about it, really, because, you know, it's all driven by money. It's all driven by profits. Mm-hmm. It's all driven by making money. You know, as my dad would say, the almighty dollar. But it is giving it. We're paying a huge price for it. We're just paying a huge, huge price. And it's all connected. You know, we want to touch on the 12 foods that are bad for the planet. You know, you got rice. And Dr. Fenster actually talked about this, and I'm sure they address it in that documentary. rudimentary seed, but genetically modified foods, and then the fast food industry, and all the meat that we eat, and the detrimental effects of that on the earth. It's all connected, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yes, absolutely. Our food supply, like you said, and it's all money. It's certainly money. If you think about plastic, I mean, think about how lightweight it is, and then think about how cheaply it can be made. You know, like compare like having to use silverware to now like this plastic throwaway cutlery like that we use, and plastic cups, like you know, using our Solo cups instead of real glass, and you know, it's just everywhere. You know, like the containers that we can put food in, like those clamshell ones in fast food. I mean, think about that. Stuff weighs nothing. That's why it's everywhere. But we can't get rid of it, and it's just flooding our landfills.
It is. And, Sean, I appreciate you jumping on the air with us. I know you're out of town. You're traveling. Always love your content. Thank you so much, you and Dr. Fenster. And you know what? We have to continue this. I'm really jacked up about all of this. It's very scary, and we all have to pitch in. And so, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. I know we always enjoy doing it. And just know that I'm very passionate. Don't be offended by my words.
We just want to save the earth.
I want to save the earth. I really do. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life, and we get one earth. Let's take care of it.